Let's turn our attention to the text before us, Matthew 18, if you will, verse 21, to the end of the chapter. Please give attention to the reading of the holy, inspired, and errant word of our Lord. Matthew 18, 21. Then Peter came up and said to him, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children, and that he had, and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But when that same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and seizing him began to choke him, saying, 'Pay what you owe.' So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, 'Have patience with me, and I will repay you.' He refused, and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed. And they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?' And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word and certainly aid us in our hearing and understanding. Forgiveness. As I mentioned to the children, sometimes it's not an easy thing to do, but it's an essential thing to do. When Jesus was asked, "What is the greatest commandment?" he replied, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment." But then he went on to say, "And the second one is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Here in this parable, we see an illustration of the need, but also the evidence of these two commandments working in parallel. We see an illustration of why our Lord said, "And the second commandment is just like the first one." Now, for us, it's easier to comprehend and even fulfill the first great commandment, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. But it's that second one. It's that second one that gets us. "And you shall love your neighbor as yourself." My mentor, Dr. Kick, had a sermon. What if you don't love yourself? But see, God, in our minds, in our hearts, for most everyone in this room, well, I would dare say everyone in this room, loving God is an easy thing to do. At least understand and comprehend the reason for. And we may not do it fully in our sinfulness, but loving God, he's perfect, he's loving himself, and he's God. So yes, but that neighbor. But according to our Lord's teaching, and what is evidenced here in this parable, is that we are to love our neighbor. And it is just as an important a thing to do as it is loving God. And when we don't love our neighbor, it probably means that we really, really do not understand nor love God. Now, to our parable here, just briefly, the king, the master, who forgave the great debt. Now, please understand the capacity of this debt that this king forgave of the first servant. 10,000 denarii. Excuse me, talents. Wrong word. 10,000 talents. It's equated in today's dollar. That's over $10 million. Now, get a hold of that number. $10 million that this king forgave of this servant. Now, some commentators ask, what in the world did this guy do to be in debt $10 million? We don't know. But this debt, in its capacity, is unpayable. He cannot ever satisfy this debt. And so not only is the value extreme, but then when you take into consideration, he couldn't repay it anyway. But yet the king forgave. And the servant who had no ability to repay this huge debt was forgiven. You see, in this parable, the king is portraying God the Father. And in this parable, the servant, this first servant, is you and I. Because the Father has forgiven, through the work of Jesus Christ, a debt that we could never repay. What has been forgiven us is on capacity of what has been given forgiven of this servant. He could not repay the debt, nor could I repay the travesty of which I have assaulted the Father's name in my sin. And so here in this parable, we see God the Father as the King. We see the servant at us as us. And we see that great forgiveness which has been given. And so the great commandment, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Again, it's easy for us to understand that when we begin to think about the value of what has actually been forgiven. Our debt was great, but the love of God was greater. And so this first commandment, to love the Lord your God. Okay, I got that one. But then you hear these words from Jesus, and the second one is just like it. The second one is just like it because loving our neighbor is proof of our real love of God. Our love of neighbor is proof of our true love for God. Now, continuing within this parable just a bit, first of all, context. We need to bring context into play here because Matthew chapter 18, I've divided it up into about four sermons, but it is a whole piece of itself. Last week we read verse 15, it says, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone, and if he listens. Remember last week we went through that whole process. If someone does something to displease you, hurt your feelings, or leads you to sin, then we are to go to them, and we are to settle those accounts. But then Peter asked this question, Lord, how often? It's repeated. How often do I forgive my brother? Ladies, how often do we forgive our sisters? Peter says, seven times? That would seem reasonable, wouldn't it? If a brother or sister came to you time and time again and has done things and you've forgiven them seven times, that sounds reasonable. But what did Jesus reply? We need to understand this clearly. Ava's word, infinity, is perfect. You've heard it said, you hurt me one time, shame on me. You hurt me twice, shame on you. That doesn't fit here. That's not biblical. Our Lord says, not seven, but 70 times 7. Now, you know the Bible is full of numbers, and each one of those numbers in their own context means certain things, and this number means a great deal. 70 times 7. First of all, let's take the number apart just briefly. The number 7, as we know in text, means complete, fulfilled, total, perfect. 7 days of creation, completely finished, nothing else to do. Did you hear that? 7 days of creation. 6 days. 7 days he rested. 7 churches written to in Revelation, meaning that those letters written to the churches and those specific names, it is rather a church for the, it is a letter for the church in total. The number 7, hold that number. The number 10 also means to be complete. The 10 plagues of Egypt. What was the purpose of 10 plagues? To show God's complete authority over all of the gods of Egypt. The 10 commandments, the complete law given in those 10 commandments. So when we take those numbers, 7 and 10, and multiply them together, we get 70. And then we multiply that by 7 again. That is completeness times completeness times completeness. I like Ava's word better. Infinity. One commentator, tongue-in-cheek entirely, says the answer is 490. So we are to forgive our brothers and sisters 490 times, but not the 491st. Certainly that's given tongue-in-cheek. It is not true. Complete times complete means I am to completely forgive my brother, my sister, anytime, every time that there is a disagreement, every time there's an issue, every time there's something between us that causes tension. Matthew 18, 15 and following says, I must go. And then this text says, you must forgive. And vice versa, of course. Peter's question is like asking his asking the Lord, should I forgive my brother 7 times? It's like asking, how often should I love my wife and my children, my spouse? I only love her 7 times? We certainly know that's not true. And just as I ask the children, why is our forgiveness so imperative? And why did I include the greatest commandment with this forgiveness within this sermon? Because this level of forgiveness is portraying the love of God. It is all based in His love for us. The Master forgave the servant because He had great compassion and love for that servant. And so He wiped the slate entirely clean. That is what the Father has done for us. As I stand before the Father in the blood of Jesus Christ, my slate is clean. I have been forgiven totality. I have been given for all of it. But the key here, just like it was for the servant, then how do I relate to my brother and sister? Am I that forgiving? This type of forgiveness is tough for some. There are folks who hold grudges and have not totally forgiven their brothers and sisters. I would dare say there's someone in this room holding a grudge, hasn't forgotten. We have families in this community. It's sad. Because you see, this lack of forgiveness is a reflection of love. 1 John 4:20 says, if anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. Pretty straight. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot. John didn't say he might not. He says he cannot love God. Are we liars? Lord, I love you. I will never forget what you've done. That's contradictory. Not you. The servant in our parable, he was forgiven a debt he had no means of repaying. Yet was he as quick to turn to his fellow servant and forgive him? No. He is a liar, as John teaches us. He really did not love anyone but himself. The one who will not forgive loves themselves more than neighbor, more than God. Is it hard? Yes. We don't like to be offended. We don't like to have the constancy of someone always nagging and hurting, and we don't like that. But folks, this is not qualified in regard to our liking. It just says forgive. Why? Please again understand the why. Because forgiveness is an act of love. And the love reflects the love God has for you and your love for the Father. That's what's in forgiveness. Again, this servant has been forgiven. Again, this monetary value in today's dollars is estimated around $10 million. And it was all gone. The grace and compassion of this king reveals the love of the Father for we who are the servants, we who are the men and women of his church. And he has forgiven all of that. Grace. I extend grace because I've been shown so much grace. If we do not understand the capacity of God's forgiveness, then it will affect our forgiveness of others. Grace, God's grace, marvelous grace, grace greater than all our deeds, is the grace toward us from the Father. Ours should be on that same level. Forgiveness, it reflects our love. Amen. Amen.